Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
God bless you. God bless you, everybody. This is Americus Cheney, host of Infusion Live Pastoral Forum.
Praise God. Amen. This is your host, Dr. Clarice Cheney. Glad to be back with you again. Amen.
Brother Fidel, a.k.a. the Bald Eagle, excited about being with the Infusion Live crew on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory of Lindsay Cheney. I thank God for being here today. And just I'm just so excited what God is about to do in this place. And I feel the presence of the Lord.
Amen. In your ministry.
Bread of Life Ministry.
Amen, amen. Amen. Today we're going to talk about prophetic proclamation. Prophetic proclamation. In this season where we're living in, we need to be able to release what God has said over our lives. We understand that what the Lord said, that how he desires to prosper us, to bring us into a prosperous land, flung with milk and honey.
Amen.
He came that he may give us life and we have it more abundantly in him.
Yes.
Proclamation means an order. It means to decree, to declare, to affirm. Prophetic means to prophesy, to foretell, foreknowledge into what God has predestinated over our lives. And today I know that God is going to bless us. We got another caller getting ready to call in, a Pastor Shirley Watts from out of Gainesville. Amen. But what I want to do, I want to open it up first. I want to ask Apostle Donaldson, what is prophetic proclamation when it comes to you, sir?
Well, it's fascinating that you mentioned that it's also an edict and a decree. Because when you think of a proclamation, you think of an utterance that just doesn't affect one or two people, but it affects a people group or even a nation or the nations of the world. For instance, when the Emancipation Proclamation was issued, it meant that slaves all over America were freed. So that proclamation caused a shift now in terms of the nation of people who were considered slaves in the United States. I know Cyrus issued a proclamation, and it caused the Jews to begin to move out now from where they were to return back now to their land to begin to build. So when we think of a prophetic proclamation, we're thinking about now the mind of God being released to the prophet, something that's going to impact not only individuals, but tribes and kindreds and nations. So that's what prophetic proclamation means to me, an edict or a declaration from God that brings transformation through manifestation.
Amen. And that's awesome. I hope those that was hearing that it is an edict. It is a proclamation, a declaration declared. Dr. Pastor Watts, are you on?
I am here, sir.
Amen.
Bless you. This is introduce yourself to the Jacksonville audience.
Yes, I am Pastor Dr. Shirley Watts here at the Praise Center in Gainesville. I've been pastoring here since 94 in the beautiful city of Gainesville. And I love Jacksonville, and I love you, Apostle, and Wifey. It was great meeting both of you just a week or so ago in a very powerful move of God.
Amen. And it was, and you just really did something to our spirit.
Yes.
And there was a heavy prophetic anointing, and a friend of ours that we share, Pastor Godfrey, and you got up and being directed by the Lord, and you spoke in Bishop Coach's life.
Yes.
Tell the audience, what does that mean when God begin to speak to you and you prophetically begin to declare?
Well, first, Apostle, I must say, give honor to the Spirit of Christ, and thank you and your wife for allowing me to come. I'm very humbled by this invitation. Secondly, I want everyone to hear that I didn't boldly walk up and proclaim what the Lord had said. I believe that your gift will make room for you.
Yes.
And actually, the man of God was seeking a word. He knew a word was there because he too is a prophet of the Lord.
Yes.
And when he turned, he looked at everyone in the podium, in the pulpit, and he said, did anyone have a word for me? And no one responded right then, because you all had conversed before, so you knew that you had already spoken into his life. But then he looked all the way out to the back row and in the audience, and he pointed at me and he said, Pastor, do you have a word? And I said, yes, I do have a word. And that was when I was invited to approach. So I just wanted to make sure that the listeners understand, you may have a gift, you may have a call,
yes,
you may be chosen, but you don't just start prophesying. Even though you may know, maybe you hear, you wait until you've been invited to do so, because whoever has the floor is the one that is in charge. So with that being said, Apostle.
That's awesome. Because yeah, you're talking about prophetic alignment and order in the density of how the Holy Spirit moved for you, and you begin to declare that day,
amen,
what the Lord wanted to do for Bishop, and then the manifestation occurred.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the thing that I heard as I was standing before the man of God, I heard the Lord say that, yes, he is a man of God. He's a wise man of God. He's honorable. He walks in the office, but he wasn't where he was supposed to be, that there was a higher call upon his life,
mm-hmm,
that he had some of the garment, but he didn't have his crown. And I kept seeing it. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand what he meant by the crown, And finally it came, and he said there was an apostle, an apostolic anointing upon his life, and that there were other men and women of God, other pastors, other bishops that were waiting for him, and that he couldn't be released to do what he needed to do and what they needed to do for him until he accepted that call, because we have to accept it just like he believed and did so graciously, so honorable, dedication service and licensing the minister, the elder, and, you know, dedicating of the multi-purpose center. There's order, amen, and there's a way to do things. And that's why it's so important that the laying on of hands of the presbytery needs to take place immediately, mm-hmm, for this crowning. And I was sharing with him what the Lord was speaking to me in my spirit, was that there was also a 90-day, it was like a 90-day timeline. I said, Bishop, I don't know what it is. And I kept saying, Bishop, Apostle. I said, I don't know what the 90-day is, but there's something that's supposed to be done within 90 days. And by this time, the man of God began to get weak. And he looks and he began to kind of take steps back. He began to fall back. And I saw the adorning of this thing. And later he did confirm everything openly. Some people will confirm behind closed doors, but he confirmed everything, and as well you did too, Apostle. And what am I saying is, a lot of times, because we're so humble, we have to allow God to elevate us, mm-hmm, when that time has come.
Yes, amen. And not to cut you off, we had a show, but those that are hearing and listening, the woman of God, she's talking about prophetic alignment in an order. Mm-hmm. There was a prophetic anointing that was there. Then there was a word that was released. And when the word that was released, there was nothing out of order. That's why the Bible say, do all things in decent and in order.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about alignment, and the woman of God, very briefly, we heard the interview with Travis Green. It was awesome.
Yes.
And tell the Jacksonville audience real quickly, what are you doing, I think, with Rance Allen pretty soon?
Yes, sir. Rance Allen is in Gainesville February 9th at the brand new Hotel Indigo. There are tickets available online at, but they can just get with me. They can call the radio station. They can call our church, actually, at 352-372-8200. It's the Praise Center. It's our church. I don't want to talk about another radio station. I'm going to just talk about our church. We are the Praise Center, Inc. Mm-hmm. And it's Praise with a Z. So Rance Allen is coming because we're talking about cultivating the mind, the spirit, the body. And we have medical doctors. And now, Apostle, I didn't get to tell you this. The Lord has placed at our fingertips a man of God by the name of Adrian Hopper, who has set up a diagnostic DNA testing laboratories in 50 states. I interviewed him just a couple of days ago, and now this man of God will be speaking at that event. He wants to come to churches. He wants to help them. He wants to give to nonprofits. He wants to seed into the young people.
Wow.
He wants to teach them how. He is a mastermind. He's an African-American genius, and he has hired over 90 people in Alachua County. And he wants to be a blessing. So God has made us touch to the lives of people through his testimony. His testimony is unbelievable. It's a blessing. But I just want to thank you all for allowing me this time. And I really want to see Jacksonville come. Jacksonville always supports Pastor Shirley. They always do. The PraiseCenterInc.org. And if you can't find me, just call Apostle Chauncey and his wife. You know how to reach them. They can get you to us. And that's February 9th. And it's an early appointment, 1 o'clock, so all of my senior citizens can come and go home before dark.
Okay, then those that are listening, patronage Dr. Shirley, and he'll bless you. Amen. And
yes.
So we thank you so much being with us. If you're welcome still to stay on. We know that you're going to that concert with Pastor Travis Green. And then we love you to life.
Yes.
And blessings be upon you.
God bless Blessings. You, and we'll see you soon.
Yes. Okay, God bless. God bless. And God bless. The woman of God, she began to declare some things on that day, and it was very powerful. When we talk about prophetic declaration or proclamation, so that Edith, there's things could be in your life that you have to begin to speak. Pastor Chaney, what is the Lord is saying to you, Dr. Chaney?
Praise God. Praise God. That was so awesome. Thank God for the woman of God. She truly blessed us. Amen. Praise God. And you talking about prophetic declaration, man of God, apostle. Praise God. Speaking over. I look at that as speaking things in the open. What I did is I looked at this scripture. Amen. And this powerful scripture which says Romans 17, call those things which not exist as though they did. Amen. Speaking, making a declaration, speaking things in your life, taking authority and control over your life, and speaking what God says he's going to do in your life. We have to begin to walk in it, begin to make a declaration. I was reading earlier where how God told Moses to speak to the rock so the people can have water. And Moses, he actually didn't speak. He didn't obey God. But if he would have boldly spoke, he didn't tell him to pray to the rock. He didn't tell him to hit the rock. He told him to speak to a rock. So he told him to make that declaration, speak it into authority. Speak it. He gave us that authority to do that. But sometimes in our lives, we don't do that. And because we do not, we don't see things that have been prophesied to us, things that we have dreamed, different dreams. We wonder why it's not happening, because we're not walking into it. We're not speaking and walking into that declaration that we have made, even over our families, over our children, over our jobs. We got to begin to speak what God has promised us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Declaring, Dr. Chaney, Lindsay Chaney, declaring God's word, where stance and position when declaring of God? Is there an order when we begin to declare God's word over our lives?
Oh, yes, it is. To God be the glory. To those who are listening in the Jacksonville area, I thank God. First of all, I want to thank God for my wife, Prophetess Sharon Chaney, here with us.
Amen.
To God be the glory. And Apostle, we live in an hour that we do have to not only speak the thing, decree it, but we got to understand to walk in love, glory to God. And we know there's power in our mouth. There's power in the tongue, glory to God. You can speak life or death, glory to God. We know we're living in an hour that we have to have the love of Jesus Christ to declare the word, to decree the word in this hour, to establish what God is about to do in our lives. And I truly believe God is moving in a mighty way, glory to God, in this in this season. Glory to God. Maybe perhaps there's someone listening in tune with us, the listeners. Glory to God. Maybe don't have hope or my God is no, don't have that faith. But I'm here to let you know that Jesus Christ, glory to God, can come into your life and you can declare and say, I serve a risen Savior. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for rain. I just thank God. We got to decree, apostle, and declare the word of the true and living God. I heard apostle, I believe a bishop, that Zuzia, glory to God, the power of God. We know that God is demonstrating his power, glory to God, in this hour. And all we have to do is have faith in God.
Yeah, and I want to interject, because you sounded like them old prophets back in the day. Well, fire of amen. Amen. What you were saying, and it's true. Mm-hmm. Position is in love with God as we begin to speak out of love what Jesus has already did. Yes, our position, our stand, our posture, Apostle Donaldson, is posture, is it important to speak those things, to declare those things?
Yes.
Absolutely important. And I want to touch a little bit on posture in reference to what was spoken about before, prophetic proclamation and its correlation or relationship to alignment. By taking the listeners to Ezekiel chapter 37, the hand of the Lord was on me and carried me out into the spirit, right? Because anytime God is interacting with us, it's always a spiritual thing. Mm-hmm. And then God began to set him down in a valley that was full of dry bones and had him to assess the situation. It was very, very dry because they had been in the open valley for a long time. Yes. And then what does God tell him to do? Prophesy, son of man. Make a prophetic proclamation, right? And he said, I prophesied as I was commanded.
Yes.
And as I prophesied, there was a noise and a shaking. And more importantly, bone came together to its bone. So the prophetic proclamation now that he brought forth as he was commanded, it brought alignment in the sense, Apostle Cheney. It brought order. First of all, it caused dead things to begin to move.
Yeah. Come on now.
My God.
Yes.
I feel the anointing, man of God, in this place.
Yes.
And then it brought the order and it brought the structure. So you know when God is speaking prophetically or making a proclamation, because what will it do? It will bring order to our lives.
Yes.
It will bring structure to our lives.
Yes.
It will cause things that are, that look like they're comatose and dead now to begin to move. Now God came back to him and told him, now prophesy to the wind that cometh from the four winds, for the number that speaks of not only God the creator, but his creation. And that word ruach there, same word spirit now, prophesy, because prophecy emanates out of the spirit, right?
Yes.
And breathe upon them so they can live. So when the spirit of, I need the listeners to understand tonight that when you have the Holy Ghost, you are prophetic.
Yes.
You might not be a prophet or a prophetess in the sense that you're sitting in that office or that gifting, but you can't have the Spirit of God and not be prophetic, right?
Yes.
Because when the Spirit is on you, you will prophesy. Let me just say this quickly. Remember when Saul connected up with Samuel?
Yes.
And he was coming down from the high place, because that's what the prophet does.
Yes.
The prophet goes to a high place in worship and gets the information from God to disseminate unto the people. Samuel gave him specific instruction that as you come down, right, you will come to the hill Mizar, where there'll be a garrison of Philistines, and you will see a company of prophets coming from the high place, and ahead of them will be psaltery and timbrels, the instrument of worship. So watch this now. When Saul encountered them now, that spirit now got on top of him, and he began to make what? Prophetic proclamations that the people began to ask, is Saul amongst the prophets?
Yes.
So the posture is glory to God.
Yes.
That you allow yourself to get into the spirit through worship now, and then God will begin to speak these proclamations, these decrees, these edicts, and these declarations to you. So much so, brothers and sisters, that if there's anybody connected to you, it will trigger something in them. Can I just say one more thing?
Yes. Come on.
Remember when Elizabeth was pregnant? In her old age, God hid her for 5 months because she needed grace. It was a difficult pregnancy. Remember when the angel came to Mary? It was in the sixth month. Six is the month that speaks of human effort, right?
Yes.
But in the sixth month, she went into the hill country of Judea. And as soon as Elizabeth heard the salutation or the proclamation, the babe, which theologians believe had been laying dormant, all of a sudden now, he got filled with the Holy Ghost, and he began to jump, and then Elizabeth began to do what? Prophesy.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory.
And we're telling everybody out there, that's so powerful, men of God.
That's powerful.
Is that we have a caller.
That's powerful. Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
God bless.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Hello? You're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you?
God bless you.
God bless you.
You have a blessed evening.
This is live radio.
And there's live radio. I don't think they knew that. Amen. And we're telling those out there, regardless of what, the thing that I love about that, concerning the prophet, he began to speak. Sanu came out on the body first, flesh. Sometimes when you begin to prophesy, you begin to see the manifestations little by little. That doesn't mean that God is negating the manifestation.
Right.
That means your faith has to build up. And you have to declare what God's word is. Man and woman of God, child of God, you can begin to speak those things in your atmosphere.
They
could declare it over your lives, because Jesus has already done it. Dr. Cheney.
Amen. We want you to begin to speak and decree over your health, over your body. Amen. Over your family. Praise the Lord. Over your job. Amen. Boldly decree what you want God to do in your life. Declare it over your children, over the workplace you go to every day. Amen. I guarantee as you speak it, you will start. You will begin to see the manifestation that God was going to establish in your life. Amen. But you must begin to decree and declare. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You have to begin to speak out of your spirit.
Yes, yes.
See, when you speak out, your spirit is speaking as God would speak.
Yes.
Because your spirit is Ruach.
Yes.
But it is the DNA of God. It is the Hagios Pneuma. And so when we begin to speak out of the spirit man and declare, it's just as if the spirit of God hovered among the waters and said, let there be.
Yes.
Oh my God, I hope somebody got that. And so it is not your natural man. Now watch this. The Bible says God word both the willing to do of his good pleasure. So you shall have whatever so you ask. Believing. Dr. Apostle.
I tell you, the spirit of the Lord is really moving in this place. And the listeners are supposed to be stirred right about now. Let me just say this quickly. When Ezekiel prophesied, there was a moving, there was a shaking, there was a coming together, but yet still there was no breath in them. So you got to keep prophesying, just like you said, because sometimes it moves in increments, right?
Yeah.
So you might not see the whole thing right away, but you don't stop prophesying. You stay in tune to the spirit.
Yes.
You stay in a posture of worship, and you keep prophesying until it comes into its fullness. So he caught the wind that coming from the four winds, the Ruach now, and breath came into them, and they did what? They stood up on their feet as a great exceeding army. Because that's what prophetic proclamation does. It causes things to move, to shake, and to stand up and be exceeding great, man of God.
And it's I hope somebody being motivated.
Amen.
Hope somebody is motivated. Amen. Take 1 minute, Dr. Cheney, Lindsay Cheney, 1 minute, and just tell the audience, how can they believe God for the supernatural manifestation to take place?
Truly, I believe that God is moving by his spirit. Glory to God. He said, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. And I do believe that we got to declare and decree a thing over our lives, over our pocketbook, over our health.
Come on now.
Glory to God. Over those who might be behind prison bars. You got to believe God can change that situation. I don't know about you, but I believe that God can move in a mighty way.
Come
on. In an hour, we can decree it, beloved child of God. Job 22 and 28. We
got
to decree it.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Because we're living in a daytime, you got to have peace.
Come on.
And decree it. It's going to be a time that people got to believe, glory to God, that they got to have faith to move.
And that's.
Amen. Go ahead.
Amen. And because he'll take off. Amen.
I'm getting started. Amen.
He's an eagle. He's an eagle.
Amen. Faith is the common denominator of moving God. Faith. You must have faith.
Yeah.
Faith. God doesn't move by your desperation.
Amen.
He doesn't move by your will.
Glory.
Although mercy, God's mercy is everlasting to everlasting.
Yes.
And it's 10-11 kindness.
Yes.
But he moves by faith.
Yes.
Amen. We'll take the last 2 minutes.
Amen. Dr. Chaney, we want to welcome you. Chaney. Amen. To come out to Soul Harvest Ministries, 573 Oakleaf Plantation Parkway. It's in the Orange Park, Florida area. Amen. In Clay County, praise God. We look forward to seeing you. Our services start at 12:30, and we're looking forward to seeing you. And you be blessed.
And you be blessed. Amen. Until next time.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Chaney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.